Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience, and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
You are the inspired and the inspiration. You sure are. And thank you for being with us today, inspired listeners. We love spending this time with you every week. And I'm happy to be here again today. We've got a fun show ahead of us. You know, today is our first open phone lines for 2019. And Mark and I always have a great time doing it. I love connecting with our community and just having a free flow kind of conversation, talk about whatever comes up. Certainly, if there are any questions that you have for us, use this time to call in. We'd be happy to talk through those questions. We're also going to be doing live mini readings as well. But our focus today is going to be on 2019 and what's ahead for us, what's in store for us, all the exciting things we have to look forward to. You know, Mark's got a lot he'd like to say on that. I've certainly done some work on my end with a blog that I wrote, did some channeling work, covered some of these topics last week on my Aloha Freedom Friday. So here we are. We're going to be doing it today. But first, I'm Kim Falcon. If you'd like to connect with me, you can do so at lovefirst.info. And if I can support you in any way through readings, healings, or hypnosis, please don't hesitate to reach out. I love the work I do. I love the people that I work with. You can also join me on Facebook Live every Friday at 12 Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, for conscious spiritual conversation, Q&A, and mini readings. So make sure to like my Facebook page and also like my YouTube channel. I'm trying to grow my subscribers and get those videos out there. This Friday's topic for Facebook Live is not conforming anymore. Being true to who you are and honoring you. You can call us live at 202-570-7057, or you can send through your questions here on our Facebook page, which Mark and I will be checking. But join me in welcoming my co-host and partner, Mark Lainhart, the intuitive prospector up in the Seattle area. Mark, how's it going today?
Hi, Kim. Hi, inspired listeners. It's going good. It's a nice, beautiful day up here in Seattle, Washington, and I can't believe that we're already halfway through January 16th, I guess. Wow. So I'm doing fantastic. Yeah, ready for the open phone lines, the show dedicated to our inspired listeners all around the globe. It's always a fun hour to call in and have a conversation with us. You can, like Kim was saying, you can post a question to our Facebook page, which is Inspired Living Radio. It is a closed Facebook page. You'll have to ask to join the Inspired Listening community, which is right around over 1,200 people now all around the world. And if you want to call in, like Kim was saying, the Om Times number to call in is 1-202-570-7057. We're going to be doing readings. We're going to be talking about 2019. I am your co-host, Mark Lainhart, the Intuitive Prospector, here in my studio in Seattle, Washington. If you want to work with me, if you want to do a little spiritual prospecting for your own spiritual gold, you can find me at marklainhart.com. You can internet search the Intuitive Prospector. And you can also find me every Monday morning for Metaphysical Mocha Mondays over on the Intuitive Prospector page. It's a lot of fun. It's a 30-minute inspirational show to get you ready for the week ahead, followed by the Prospecting Q&A after show where you can have a direct conversation or spiritual chat with me through Facebook Live. So Kim and I are covering all the aspects throughout the week of inspiration and guidance I've got Monday mornings. Wednesday, we're here for Wisdom Wednesday on Inspired Living Radio. And Fridays is Aloha Freedom Friday with Kim. So we've got the whole week covered for our Inspired listeners. If you want to engage with us on other social media pages, we can be found on Google Plus Community under Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. We're also on Twitter and Instagram. And if you want to follow us on Twitter or Instagram, look for Inspired For Us. That is the number four, Inspired For Us. If you missed the live show that's streaming right now through Om Times Radio, don't worry, you can catch any of the encore shows of our past four seasons of Inspired Living Radio. We can be found on iTunes, YouTube, Podbean, SoundCloud, lovefirst.info, and marklaneheart.com. And we've had a lot of shows over the last few seasons, a lot of fun, a lot of inspirations, a lot of guidance and knowledge, and that's why I love doing radio, because I learn so much. As far as the month of January, our positive affirmation this month is, I love and honor my body. And what a great affirmation for 2019. This month's Inspired Living Radio positive affirmation is sponsored by Prime My Body Affiliate Awareness, from soil to oil, and one of the best absorption rated nano enhanced hemp oils on the market, an all natural plant based supplement with no psychoactive highs and legal in all 50 states, from liquid hemp oil, hemp infused skin moisturizer, hemp protein superfood, or a simple liver detoxification system. Start achieving your health and wellness goals naturally from the leaves and rootstock of this amazing and healing plant, hemp. Your health is your wealth. For more information, please visit awareness.primemybody.com. And let's get ready to talk about 2019. And we're going to bring in a little numerology. If you want to call in and get a reading and see where the year is going to take you, please give us a call at 202-570-7057. And with that, I also want to give real quick, Kim, just a Inspired Radio listening shout out to my fellow colleagues and friends and families in the Coast Guard. I know it's a real trying time right now. It's the first time in our history that we've not received a paycheck for our first responders. So I just wanted just to give a shout out, letting them know that I'm thinking about them during this government shutdown, and just know that you are not alone in this, and my fellow Coasties. So Kim, back to you.
So, Mark, wow, okay. Are you going to do numerology for us? You're the numbers guy.
I am the numbers guy. There's a couple things that I think we could start talking about. And if we get some callers, or if you want to post a question on the Facebook page, please do so. We are tracking both the waiting room for the call-in and also the Facebook page. But for me, I always look at numbers. I'm always fascinated by numbers. Numerology, the study, goes back well over 4,000 years ago, and it's something that I use as a tool in my spiritual toolbox, as I like to say. It's one aspect of the intuitive prospector, is working with numerology. And this year, as we move into 2019, for those of you that don't know numerology, it's very simple. You can do this with your name, the letters in your name. You can do this with your address. You can do this where you have your date of birth. And really, the simplest way to break down the year and to look at the year energetically and from a numerology standpoint is just take 2019, and if you add all those up, it comes up to the number 12. And then what you do in numerology is you break it down to a single digit. So 12 is 1 plus 2 equals 3. So this year is known as a universal year. It's known as a very creative and expressive universal year of the 3. So because 2 plus 1 equals 3. So there's a lot of things in the number 3 that we use in everyday life. And I'll be talking about that and some things to pay attention to with the number 3 year, because 2019 can be a very pivotal year for many. And when you kind of look back at the history of numerology and where those numbers can take us, there's an interesting pattern that comes up in everyday life in the year ahead, and we'll be talking about that a little bit more. But Kim, what about you? What are you looking forward to in 2019? And what are some things that you are noticing, either in just from an energy standpoint, from a conscious humanitarian standpoint, from a global standpoint, to your own journey?
Yeah, well, Mark, I just want to say I'm here on our Inspired Living Radio Facebook page, and I'm looking at your Metaphysical Mocha Monday post of the live event that you did, and you posted it at 11:11 a.m. I don't know if you know that.
And I didn't even know that. Interesting. Okay.
You sound interesting. I just looked at it like, oh, I wonder if Mark realizes that. Well, it is interesting because, you know, every time we do this and you do the numbers for us every new year, it's always resonates. It's like, oh my gosh, that's exactly how I've been feeling. And quite honestly, it's what, you know, what's happened for me in the last couple of years. Archangel Gabriel comes through for me, and I do a lot of channeling work through Archangel Gabriel where he talks about, you know, the state of kind of humanity and what we're going to be noticing on a collective level, on a macro level, then also on a micro level. And he did that again this year for me too, which I ended up doing a big blog post on, and I did, I kind of spoke about it in my last Aloha Freedom Friday. But when I say Aloha Freedom Friday, freedom from old mindsets and stuff, we're really going to be breaking away from that. And so there's going to be a lot of freedom that comes with that when we break away from the old mindsets and the old way of being. You know, everything we felt we had to do, be a part of, should do, ought to do, those kinds of things are just going to be falling away there, which is going to open us up more to experience more freedom in our everyday life. Because we think people would be surprised if they realize, you know, how much, like, sometimes people can feel obligated to do things, to be a part of things, to be a certain way, to think a certain way. There's a lot of obligation, expectations and stuff that come with all of that. And I feel like this year we're just going to, like, let that go. We're going to be too exhausted from that, and we're just going to want a new experience. So with that will come freedom. And with freedom comes an increase, inspiration, and where creativity comes in, because we free that part up within us to be inspired, to be creative, which is exactly what you were talking about, creative and creative expression. And quite honestly, I've been feeling like really gung-ho this year. Like, last year was a tough year for me, but starting off this year, I'm like, I'm ready to rock and roll. You know, I've got all kinds of ideas that are flowing through me with things that projects I'm, you know, wanting to do, classes I want to do, all these kinds of things. Some upcoming interviews I'm going to be doing, which is the creative, you know, expression. So just, you know, right out of the gate, you know, what you've talked about is in sync with kind of what I picked up in my channeling and how I'm feeling inside. So I'm excited, you know, I'm excited because sometimes when we go through a lot of stuff, it's like we just want a break to just kind of be in, like, you know, to just
Calgon, take me away.
Yeah, so, you know, but every time you say that, the times are like the energy is a fast-paced energy these days. You know, we're being, like, called to be more, do more, you know, experience more. And so I don't know if it's necessarily a time of rest per se, but I just don't think these energies allow for that. But perhaps the way we maneuver our way through things can be more restful, perhaps if we come from a more conscious place and how we work through things and stuff, it'll be more restful in that way, greater ease, you know.
Well, and it was
how,
like,
you
know, you were just talking about metaphysical Mocha Mondays, and I had no idea I posted it at 11:11, but it's just interesting because that's a master number in numerology, and the topic for this week was about how the soul leads you, but the soul will not govern you, because that's why we have our free will and our choice to choose what we want to do. And 2019 is going to be no different for a lot of people, a lot of my clients, people in my development group, and you know, just, you know, clients that I talk to throughout the year. 2018 was a very challenging year for many people on definitely many different levels. And 2018, again, if you add just the numbers up, it comes up to an 11, or what we say in numerology is an 11-2. And 2 is supposed to be a year of peace, and 11 is a universal number for growth. So growth and getting those life lessons are not always an easy journey. And, you know, you may have been confronted with, you know, different things in your life, relationships, a career change. But I found it to be very challenging for many people in 2018. And what's cool in 2019 is the last time we experienced a universal 3-year was 9 years ago, and that would have been in 2010, because the numerology cycle goes into a 9-year cycle. So if you think back to 2010, think about how that year was for you. It was very life-changing for me. Then if you go with, 9 years before that, you're looking at 2001. A lot of us remember September 11th, 2001, very changing in that year. And if you continue down that path and that pattern for our inspired listeners out there, if you pay attention to these trends and these patterns in your life, so we have 2010, we have 2001. If we go back 9 years before that, that's 1992. 1983, 1974, 1965, et cetera, think about those pivotal years as universal years and think how that year was for you, because in the three energy, it's all about joy. It's about freedom, and you talked about freedom. And 2019 is a huge shift for many people this year, because it really is time to free yourself and ignite that torch of your soul to greater heights of illumination or transformation. Or for you, Kim, I know you've been on the journey of transcendence, but I wanted to apply that to your Freedom Fridays, because it really is about freeing yourself in 2019, because it is the year of the three, and three is about creative, expressive, balanced type of energy.
Hallelujah, and with that, Mark. Yeah.
Go ahead. With that, Kim, we actually have our first caller. So should we bring Kimberly on? Kimberly has the same name as you, unless you're calling in twice, Kimberly. You can't call into your own show, Kimberly. But it's Kimberly. It's Kimberly from New York, actually, so not Richmond, Virginia. It's Kimberly from New York is in the waiting room. So if we can bring her on real quick and open up the show with a reading for 2019, we'd be happy to do that. So, Chris, if you could bring Kimberly on out of the waiting room. Let's see if she's still on. Okay, hi, Kimberly.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic.
How are you? Great.
Happy New Year. So, thanks for calling in to Inspired Living Radio. What's on your mind?
Absolutely. Happy to you both, and thank you for having me and taking my call. I have two quick questions. One of them is most important.
So, Kimberly, real quick, could you turn your radio? Can you turn your radio down or whatever you're listening to? Because there's a little bit of echo. It's hard to hear you.
Oh, you know what? I was in the laundry room. I'm gone.
Okay.
the dryer was on. Okay, so I work for two families. I'm a nanny. And one of them I'm leaving February 1st. So I'm currently looking to fill the morning hours so I can keep my afternoon nanny position. So I've been interviewing, and I found this position. And I'm curious, well, I get the job. It's not kind of changing careers, which I think it might be good for me, because everybody now has their kids on waiting list.
Kimberly, you're breaking up. It's hard for me to hear you. I missed that. I got you're leaving your nanny job, you're interviewing, and then I didn't get the rest. So can you, perhaps maybe if you stay in one place, I don't know if you are, but it's breaking up.
Okay, is that better?
Much better. Yay. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, good. So I'm trying to find a part-time position in the morning, but it's been really hard to find that. And I'd like to do that so I can go ahead and keep my afternoon position. But I found a change of career, which was being someone's personal assistant, which probably works out better for me in the long run, because most kids are all now on waiting lists to go to school. So if you do find a nanny position, it probably ends in 3 to 6 months, because that's just what everybody seems to be doing. So I was wondering, where do you think I might get this personal assistant job and start working for them, like February 4th or around there? Or do you just see me – where do you see me going? Because I'm going to need an income.
Okay. So, Kim, do you want to take this one, or you want me to start?
You can go ahead.
The other Kim.
So basically, I just want to confirm, Kim, you're interested in doing a personal assistant job, and you want to know whether or not we see you doing that job. Is that correct?
Yes, exactly.
You haven't been offered it yet, and you're wondering if you're going to be offered it and if whether or not you'd be doing that job. Is that correct?
Correct. I've been talking to her back and forth. She got the email. We've been my resume. Oh. It's kind of fairly new in the world.
Okay.
But I'm desperate to know kind of where I'm going when this other job ends February 1st, because that's 25 of
okay,
my 50 hours that I work. Mm-hmm.
Okay, got it. Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Okay, so real quick, just as I'm tuning in, Kimberly, to your energy and your question, as far as the number that's coming up, because we're talking about numerology in 2019 year as well, and what I always tell the listeners and my clients is really think about what you want to do in life as well, because the secret of life is getting paid to do what you love. So if you've got an opportunity for a morning break and you keep your afternoon income, have you written down some of the things that you'd really like to do and get paid to do that? Just curious.
Yes, I have. Mm-hmm.
You have. Okay. And so what I tell people too is to really start visualizing and manifesting and send that vibration out. You know, if you're familiar with The Secret or like attracts like, or energy follows your intent, that's really important to do in this year, because 2019 is a year of joy, but it's also about expressive creative energy. And the card that I pulled up for you based on your question is a spiritual and material prosperity. So to answer your question, yes, I do feel that you're going to move into this with this job interview, but the number coming up is 6. And when I see a number 6 around somebody, the color of your aura is also coming up as red. That's talking about confidence. And the number 6 also is about self-love. So, have confidence in yourself. Make sure that you have self-love, for what you're doing and what you are giving to yourself. But as far as what I'm getting material and spiritual prosperity with that question. So that's a good thing. And again, align your energy to 2019 to find joy in what you're doing, because it's a big part of life. And the secret of life is getting paid to do what you want. So really think about that and what you want to manifest and visualize for this next job. Does that make sense?
It totally makes sense. Yeah. So I totally feel that I'm ready for. Are you there?
Can you we're going to be moving into our break here, so stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Yep.
Okay, I'll hold on.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information.
Hi, I'm Kelly Fox, host and astrologer of The Astrology Show. Each week, I'll give you access to the current transits, which are a valuable tool that provide astrological information to help unlock the potential each of us has. Understanding the stars can help steer us in the right direction to make better informed choices. So if you're wondering what's going to happen in your week ahead, be sure to tune in to The Astrology Show for guidance, Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
Death Row Dogs Rescue is a 100% all-volunteer, no-kill rescue 501c3 nonprofit organization. We are run solely by volunteers who dedicate their time and resources for the past 30 years to rescuing homeless pets from the streets in Los Angeles and surrounding areas, and from city and county animal shelters who are on death row, often moments away from being euthanized. We provide housing, medical care, and training to these neglected, abused, and often severely injured animals. Donate now. Save a life and allow these beautiful dogs to experience a home life filled with love. All donations are greatly appreciated and are tax deductible. Please visit www.deathrowdogsrescue.com to see some of our amazing dogs who need homes. Do not breed or buy. Make adoption your first option.
And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. And today we are talking about what the new year has in store for us from a numerology standpoint, and also from what I collected too, and some channeled work that I did. We're going to be talking more in detail about that. We do have a caller on the line, Kimberly. So before we went to break, it's interesting because Mark asked the question, you know, do you know what you want to do? What brings you joy? And that was the first thing that came up for me with you. I do get that you work with this family or this person as a personal assistant. I do see that. However, it's going to be a position that more fulfills a need to, you know, bring an income in rather than fulfills you per se. So, I feel like this job is going to hold some, it's going to be very purposeful in that way, because it's going to point you inward. There's going to be something about doing this job and the schedule that it is you will hold that's going to get you thinking, like, is this really what I want to do? Is this where, you know, what brings me joy? Is this where my real talents and gifts lie? Is this how I want to be spending my time? Is this where I really want to be? And that is going to be what's most purposeful about this job, although I understand it'll serve a purpose with bringing in an income. But I feel that's what this job is going to do for you, which is actually a beautiful, beautiful gift. And so when Mark pulled the spiritual growth card, anytime something like that happens where there's an experience that triggers those thoughts within you, is this really where I want to be? Is this what brings me joy? All of those kinds of very important questions, which then direct you back to you. That is, in fact, what happens, is your own spiritual growth takes place as a result of that. So that's what I feel like you know, is going to be taking shape for you this year, which is not also by surprise, because in the channeled information that I got from Archangel Gabriel, the title of my blog was 2019, the year of you. And so for many of us, we're going to be going inwards, and we're going to see a whole new you, each of us, start to blossom and emerge that we didn't even know was there. So, like, the new year, new you is really, it's way more than a catchy phrase. It goes deep, because we're going to be called to go inward, to understand those aspects of ourselves, where joy lies, what it is who it is we want to be, and actually honoring that. We're going to be, you know, we're moving into a whole new time here. And so this, you know, we're not going to be just thinking those thoughts and then getting caught up in the old ways again. We're going to be thinking those thoughts and then pursuing those thoughts and then living by those thoughts and honoring ourselves and actually getting to know who it is we really are. So anyways, Kimberly, thank you for calling in. I hope that was helpful to you, and all the best to you in your new position. And in terms of how the new you emerges this year.
Well, will I like the position?
Well, it's not that you're not going to dislike it. I feel like it'll be fine. But, you know, over time, the purpose that this position holds stems beyond bringing in an income. I feel like it's going to get you to think deeper about where it is you really want to be, who it is you really are, what it is you really want to do. Okay?
Not just a J-O-B.
So thank you so much for calling. Yeah, exactly. So thank you for calling.
Thank you so much. Can I ask one more question?
Well, we're only taking one question per person.
Okay.
We got to honor that. Okay.
I will. Thank you.
Get into greater details. You can, you know, check with Mark and I. We could do a reading or, you know, session with you. But that's what we have to share with you today, and we hope that you find it helpful.
It was amazing. I do appreciate it. And you guys have a wonderful day.
You too.
Awesome.
Thanks,
you
Kimberly.
Too.
As I always like
Thank
to say,
you.
Dare to dream, dare to explore, dare to live, and go after what you want in 2019. So again, for all of our inspired listeners out there, if you want to call in and have a conversation with Kim or myself, a spiritual chat, free reading, the number to call is 202-570-7057. You can also post a question on our Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio, and we'll bring that live to air. So Kim, let's continue this spiritual chat. This is always fun to have the open phone line show and try to do this at least once a month with our inspired listening audience. Let's continue to talk about
yes.
the freedom of 2019, because I think that's kind of the word that keeps coming up for me is that, you know, freedom to be yourself and to really, you know, get into a creative, sensual, wildly transformational year, because it's a universal year of the three.
Yeah, you know, Mark, I got a couple of things I'd like to talk about just to kind of add to some of the things that we were saying to our last caller, Kimberly, but
mm-hmm.
also, you know, freedom, whenever we're bringing freedom into our experience, sometimes that's not easy. You know, sometimes we might have to speak up for ourselves. We might have to speak our truth in uncomfortable situations, because there's only freedom that comes when we honor ourselves. And it is very interesting because I've been hit with situations. I don't know if hit's the right word, but I've had some experiences
made aware of,
yes, in a very, forthright way. I really had to make some choices where I have to choose myself first. And when you do that, whatever that experience calls for, where you honor yourself, you choose you over the old beliefs or old ways of being or whatever it is that's, you know, presenting itself in that way. You're going to have to choose you in some situations that, isn't always going to be comfortable. But it's going to bring in the freedom that it is we're talking about. And I've found myself in some situations recently where that has happened for me. So it's not all just, you know, a walk in the park here when we talk about freedom and creativity. That
right,
stuff
right.
comes, but sometimes we have to do some tough stuff to get there.
The power of free will and choice, right? The power to choose and decide if you want to go down that road or not.
Yeah, and speak up if you don't. Speak up. We got to learn how to speak up. A lot of people are going to be learning about that, you know, speaking
yeah.
their truth, honoring themselves, stepping into who it is we really are from, you know, from a place of love and respect, but nonetheless,
mm-hmm.
doing things that in that way that don't always feel comfortable and aren't always easy for us to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Now,
In 2019,
okay.
it's a very expressive type of year. And finish your thought, because I have some things to pay attention to. The number three, and just in your everyday life, you'll be amazed at just how much the three can come up in just your everyday life. But finish your thought. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, right as we were getting ready for the show, I thought, let me think about some of the things that I might, you know, I'm asking my universe, what are we going to talk about today? What's our message? And the one thing that came through for me was following your dreams. And that is kind of in line too with some of what it is we're talking about. But the notion mm-hmm. of following your dreams, which is in fact honoring ourselves when we do that. But, you know, some things that, they come up around that, and this is in line with the message we had for Kimberly too, is, you know, thinking about what it is she really wants to do even though she may have this job offered to her in the meantime. But is that her dream? And if not, what is? But the one thing that came up around this is, you know, sometimes when we think about that, it's going to require change a lot of times. And change isn't usually usually a comfortable thing for us. And so sometimes we get overwhelmed when we think about, you know, follow your dreams. Oh, that sounds nice, but no way. You know how difficult that would be? Or look at all the things
that
have
really
to
mean?
Change. Yeah, right. And so they said, you know, and this is just in pure, you know, spirit form. Spirit always makes things simple. You know, it's the human mind and ego that add complexity to things. But so you don't get overwhelmed. You know, obviously you got to think about what your dream might be, what's going to bring you joy. But then to just start small, just do little bits and pieces at a time, like baby steps, you know, start small. And that helps when we start small. It helps us to break through the limitations of needing the answers all the way up front, you know, in order to make us feel comfortable in moving forward with our dream, you know. So we start small. When we start small, then we don't get overwhelmed, because it's not like we're trying to figure everything out right now. We know what makes us happy,
exactly.
And so we make contributions to that. Get your feet wet, you know, and allow the enthusiasm to build, and then the motivation from this to carry you forward. So, and then just to wrap this up, as we go into our next break, then Mark, you'll bring us back. But if you do this, they say you'll be led to the next steps. You know, when you honor this, I love this. When you honor you, you will always show up for you. So, so think about that, and think about what is it that makes you you in the deepest way. And on that note, we're going to go to our second break here, and Mark will bring us back. Stay with us. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free at ascendinghearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
One planet, 7.3 billion people, only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Tune in to The Practical Intuitive, Mind, Body, Spirit for the Real World, with me, host Robin Fritz, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern. I'll cover personal and business intuition, animal communication, mediumship, space clearing, past life regression, shamanic insights, energy healing, soul choice, and more, all to help you tap your own intuitive and healing skills. No ifs, ands, or buts.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
And welcome back to Inspired Living Radio with Mark and Kim here on the Ohm Times Radio Network. I appreciate you tuning in today. Today is an open phone line show dedicated to our inspired listeners all around the planet. If you want to call in, the number to call in is 1-202-570-7057 or post a question on our closed Facebook page, Inspired Living Radio. And right before the break, Kim, as you were talking, the quote from Lao Tzu came up, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with that single step, right? And that's what you're talking about, getting your feet wet, jumping into 2019. I also, another quote that was coming to mind as you were sharing your thoughts with the listeners is the quote from Rumi, and this has always stuck with me, what you seek is seeking you. In 2019 is a great year to really move into that universal, creative, expressive energy of what you're seeking, because what you seek, and this would apply to Kimberly that called in earlier, what you're seeking is seeking you. The question is, are you listening? And Rumi teaches us that the more silent and still we become, the more we actually hear. So I would challenge our inspired listening community to take some time to disconnect from all of this so you have the time to reconnect for what you want in 2019. So Kim, one of the things I wanted to share about is the number three and how powerful the number three is in numerology. Again, 2019 is the year of the three, the self-expressive, creative type of energy. It's going to be a year dedicated to joy. It's a year about opening up your heartfelt desires. So get ready to open up your wings and fly if you choose to. Again, choice and free will is your greatest responsibility and power while you're here. But here's some of the things that I wrote down about just the number three, Kim, in everyday life. And we can talk it from, you know, from movies, literature, science, religion, sport, biology. So let me just start with just some of the sayings that we go by in our daily society of things that we say. So we talk about the three parts of an atom. We talk about three blind mice. We talk about three coins in a fountain. We talk about paper, rock, scissors, or another one that's fun for you. On your mark, get set, go. You can think if you think about traveling, the three great pyramids of Giza. You can talk about one of my favorite books, The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. The Three Little Pigs, A Hat Trick, Three Wise Men, Three Strikes and You're Out, Three Wise Monkeys. It goes on and on, the power of three in the everyday life. And those are just a few off the top of my head. You can even apply it to nature. Nature is our greatest teacher and our greatest healer. And so 2019, pay attention to the number three, because it will show up in your daily journey, both in the physical body, in nature, in society, even in your spiritual path. So some of the things of the physical body and just some food for thought. There's three ear bones. There's three parts of a spine. There's three layers of a tooth. There's three parts of DNA code that breaks down into the 1,000 different layers. There's the lower body, the torso, and the head. There's three parts of a finger or a toe. There's three layers of a skin. There's three parts of an arm, a hand, a forearm, and an upper arm. So when you think of the number three, it really starts to show up in your daily journey a lot. In nature, it comes through as ocean, land, and sky. The full moon might be waxing full or waning. We have the earth, sun, and the moon. We've got plants, which has a trunk, branches, and leaves. And if you're on the spiritual journey or the metaphysical, journey and asking questions, we always say, as above, so below, so within. We talk about intention, light, and matter. And we talk about body, mind, and spirit. And again, the universal three is about mind, body, and spirit. So those are just some of the things I wanted to share with you today about the number three, just in everyday life. And those are just off the top of my head, some things I had written down of how the number three can really show up in your daily, everyday life, but as a whole, as a 2019, again, it's going to be, you know, a lot different year than 2018. 2018 was a very challenging year for many. This is the year to really slow down, you know, take some naps, engage in some disciplines like mindfulness, meditation, metaphysics, things that are tied to the heart, the body, and the spirit, such as, you know, I do Qigong every morning, so yoga, Tai Chi, Qigong. These are all helpful to help you reflect and make sure that the demands that you have on your life don't exceed the capacity to withstand them, and that's what 2019 is going to be. So, and like we were talking earlier, Kim, it's about freedom too, freedom of choice and freedom to choose what you want. And, you know, just kind of the last thing that I was thinking about is, you know, for 2019, a real pivotal book that really helped me in navigating the many roads of life is the book by Don Miguel Ruiz that wrote The Four Agreements. And for me, it's a brilliant handbook because any time that I get lost in life's many different roads, I come back to The Four Agreements. And especially in a universal year of the three, it's going to be really helpful to kind of keep you focused and on that path of where you want to go. So, you know, The Four Agreements talks about being impeccable with your word. Don't take anything personally. And in this day and age, there's a lot of things that are being taken personally, or that's not politically correct, or you're saying the wrong thing. Don't make assumptions and always do your best. And when you can bring it back to those four agreements, it's really helped me, and it's going to definitely help you in the year of 2019. So, Kim, anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I just I don't know if I have anything to add to that as much as like that those, you know, the human side of us, boy, we just would you just jump at things, take it personal, you know, on as our own. That's a you know, it takes a lot of awareness and a desire to let go of that stuff because it's such a natural part of, you know, how we naturally are, you know, until we break those programs or habits within us. And sometimes we don't even know that stuff is there, you know,
we
don't realize it. And it's like, until you start, you know, holding that awareness where you're going to focus on that aspect of you, then it's just such an integral part of kind of who we are. It just happens naturally, and it's like we don't know what we don't know. So all of those things, I think, are really important kind of every year, every day of every year, and we can benefit from all of those things, You know, one thing, be impeccable with your word, is that what it is, Mark?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. As far as, yeah, are you talking the four agreements or?
Yeah. I love that one because I feel like the more you go down this path that we're talking about, which is the path of our, you know, the journey of our soul, we really, really begin to value truth and integrity, you know, it just becomes so important. And it's like the more aware you become, it's like, you know, every time you respond to something, for me at least, there's that dial inside. It's like, okay, you know, you can't go off track, you know, that dial moves. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
like,
mm-hmm.
If you're going to commit to something, if you're going to say you're going to do something, and even when we're interacting with other people, it's not just important for us to hold ourselves accountable in that way, but it's also essential to hold other people accountable too. And if they're not coming from that place, then we have a choice to make too. It's not just about, you know, if we're going to hold ourselves accountable in that way, we better hold other people accountable too. be speaking truthfully, speaking with integrity, being transparent in all the things that we do. The more, you know, you come from a place of truth and integrity, the you know, it's just a, what's there to hide, right? So just naturally everything becomes much more transparent. But that's very, very important. Important for us. As we talk about freedom and joy, how are you going to have joy if you can't be impeccable with your word? How are you going to have joy if you can't, you're not doing things with integrity? How are you going to have joy if you're allowing people into your life that aren't coming from that place? You can't. I mean, you know, you might have bouts of it here and there, but you're not going to be living from that place. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, coming back to the words, because words do matter. You know, when people say words don't matter, they do carry a vibration and a frequency, and your words can have a ripple effect that goes way beyond what you see. In fact, you know, one of the Rumi quotes that has always stuck with me is when he talks about raising your words, not your voice, because it's the rain that grows flowers, not thunder. And the other one, you know, that's a favorite of mine is when you do things from your soul, you feel a river of joy within you. And Rumi teaches us that when you do it from within, the joy comes from within. It doesn't come from the external, you know, standpoint. And it's really for our inspired listeners. It really does start with your thoughts, because your thoughts do become your words. Your words become your actions become your behavior, and your behavior becomes your habits, which leads you to your destiny. So think about your thoughts and what thoughts you're generating to turn those into words, because you bring that into the physical dimension, and they can carry a ripple effect and a power. You know, they always said the power of the pen, which was mightier than the sword, and there's a lot of truth to that as well.
Yeah, you know, Mark, people don't realize that words hold a vibration to them, and it has everything to do with how it is you feel about yourself, you know, when you're speaking like that. In fact, I know a lot of times when I'm working with people, boy, I listen carefully to what they're saying, and how they're describing their circumstances. And it's something about they'll say one word and I'll be like, you know, the alarm bells will go off. It's like, oh, wait a sec. We got to stop and go back to that, because that's really important, what you just said. There's something about that vibration that will, you know, speak volumes of the word that you just said and how you said it, in terms of kind of where your sticking points are, what you might be working on a karmic level on, all those kinds of things. Words are very, very important. And when we take note of kind of the word choices we use and things like that, it makes makes a difference.
Well, and I was going to say, just for our inspired listeners too, one of the things that I would challenge you in 2019 to be mindful of or bring awareness to your journey. You know, Eckhart Tolle teaches us that awareness is the greatest agent for change. And in a universal year of the three, which is 2019, I would challenge our listeners to really challenge your own inner dialogue and, you know, find ways, you know, are you having a productive conversation with yourself, or are you having a self-sabotage conversation with yourself? Because, you know, I'll give you a little secret here. The one person that we talk to the most in our journey while we're here is ourselves. So what kind of conversation, what kind of words are you having, not only with just the external world, but what kind of inner dialogue are you having with yourself? And if it's an inner dialogue that you don't like and you don't want to be a part of, then find new ways, new pathways, new friends, new I was going to say new family members, but that wouldn't necessarily work, but new colleagues that will help you find ways to nurture and care for yourself, care for others, care for our planet, but be more gentle, caring, and I always like to say, be kind, caring, and compassionate in your journey with yourself and those around you, because that will really open a world of, you know, newness, that's something you may have not ever experienced before. It's the quote that comes to my mind, another Rumi quote, just, the garden of the world has no limits except in your mind. So what kind of conversations, what kind of inner dialogue are you having with yourself? And I've challenged people in 2019 to really change your inner dialogue.
Yeah, boy, that is the truth, isn't it? What it is we're telling ourselves, and also what it is we're telling people, because that's our narrative that we're telling others too, you know?
Exactly.
Sometimes we don't hear it when we're talking, you know, because we're so caught up in what just happened or who just happened with, what's going on. But, you know, sometimes I can hear it in conversations with folks, and they're going on and on and on in the details of things. As soon as you start doing that, you know, oh, that's a story that's going on. That's a story.
The minutiae.
We don't want to get. Yeah, we don't want to get caught up in the story. I don't want to get caught up in the story.
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, 2018 was a year, you know, like you were talking, it was a challenging year for me as well, you know, things that I had to work through. And I always tell people as we've moved into 2019, which is a universal year, you know, 2018 is a year where there was a lot of wounds that happened, a lot of changes. But I always say that the wound is where the light enters you. And so in 2019, take that wound that you suffered in 2018, let the light enter and take 2019 in a whole different direction of what you want to, the job you want, the relationship you want, the career you want, and really express yourself and be creative. So there's a song that's popping in my head. I think it was like Salt and Pepper back in the 80s, Express Yourself. I might be getting the artist wrong, but that was kind of just playing in my head, Express Yourself. So, yeah.
Oh, no, I think that was that In Vogue or was that Salt and Pepper? We gotta get to the bottom.
Yeah, In Vogue or Salt and Pepper, one of the trios there. Oh! Express Yourself. Awesome. Well, thanks, Kim. What a fun show.
Yeah, thank you, Mark. Thank you to the Inspired listeners. Thank you for being with us this week. Hope you had fun with us. We had fun with you, and be back here next week. Until then, always come from a place of love.
Awesome. Namaste.